Welcome to Washington Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble. I am so glad you're here today. I know that pastoring can be one of the most joyful things that we ever do in our life. It also can be one of the most difficult things. So we're going to dive in today and see what God does in our hearts and in our minds. Today's theme is speaking to culture. And one of the greatest things that we can do as pastors is speak to the culture around us. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 59, verses 12 through 16. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we have known our iniquities. Transgressing and denying the Lord and turning back from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart lying words. Man, does this sound like today? Think about that. Are our transgressions multiplied before us? And so what do we do as pastors, as shepherds in the public square? How do we help? How do we direct our people into a gospel-centered living and lifestyle? Because the reality is, if the church is living for God and calling its people to repentance, then people in the public square will begin to live that out even greater and in a greater way. So if we're seeing sin in the public square, we know that we got to call the church to repentance so that it can be salt and light in that public square. Look at verse 14. Justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away. That's how it is today. Lawlessness is celebrated. People around us are burning buildings, tearing down statues, doing all these kind of things, hurting our children, and it's celebrated. And yet we see that we cannot seem to get forward and call evil evil and good good. We've inverted the process. For truth has stumbled in the public square. And this is where it's important, because as a pastor, as you shepherd, as you lead and protect your flock, you are proclaiming God's truth to the people in an applicational way so that they can know how to show up at their workplace, know how to respond to certain situations that they're going to encounter this week. And so thinking about how you can equip them with the truth of God's word and the application to live that out on a daily basis. For truth has stumbled in the public square and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Isn't this the truth? We are seeing that today, where people who are standing for common sense, just ideas and things like maybe even 10 years ago we wouldn't have been fighting about, those individuals are being persecuted to a certain degree within the public square. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. God cares about justice. He cares about what's right and what's wrong. And justice isn't making up truth in our own hearts or in our own ways, but justice is really to be played out in such a way that it honors and glorifies God. And so to know that God is with us each and every step of the way, calling us to a place of holiness and righteousness, and he's a God that cares about justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Pastors, I hope that you're interceding for your flock, that you're praying on their behalf. You know, the reality is, as pastors, oftentimes we're sheltered from a lot of the things that happen in the public square. You can show up at work, be around Christians. You can go to lunch, be around Christians. You can go back home, be around Christians. And then you go to sleep, and then you wake up, and you do it all over again. But the reality is, that is not what our people are facing. They're facing very different lifestyles, where they maybe go to church on Sunday, and they're around Christians, and the rest of the week, they're around people who do not understand and do not know God, and really, to some degree, want to dishonor God. And so, thinking about how will you equip them this week in the public square to allow truth and justice and rightness to stand close, to stand near. All right, so let's talk about some of the things that we can do to equip is to have a strategic plan throughout the year so that you can kind of know the ebb and flow of what's happening in the public square. And so we have this 3-month look ahead guide that really helps you to think about different things that you can take that can help your congregation move forward. It has outreach ideas. It has sample announcements, sample sermons, sample this, a lot of different things. Let me bring up this, and this is a digital version. and then walk through it really quick. And so it's January through December. It gives you the cycle of the public square and when things can take place. Now, some of this is going to be more in the civil government, civic government realm. Others of this is going to be that you can really begin to help do an outreach or reach out. So one of the things that FPIW has done is we've labeled every month. It seems like there's a desire in our culture to label each month something that is not honoring to God. And so we have we've labeled each month a certain idea or a theme, as you might say. And it gives you a three-month look ahead. So when we look at January here, it's going to give us on the page here, it's going to give us an idea of what's coming up next. And so it's Life Month. It gives us the concepts of the scriptures about, not scriptures, but the public square items that are taking place. It's legislative session, those kind of things. So right now we're in August. So if I were to go down to August here, it's going to tell me that the primary election just took place, that we can host FPIW speak on the importance of voting, general campaign begins in the primary, initiatives and legislation. We're calling this Farmer Month, where we honor farmers and find a creative way to get our people involved in those who produce our food. And so the church body can take some time to honor those who produce what we eat around us. And so this is a couple things that you can look at. For more information, you can go right here. September, we see that it's Labor Day is coming up. Constitution Day, you can host a meet and greet of candidates. Some people have asked me, why about the meet and greet of candidates? One of the reasons we do that is because people need to hear from their candidates who they are, what they believe in, what their core values are. And so that's a great way to do it. It's also a great way to show them the gospel message and maybe even say the gospel to them. So here's a couple things there that you can look at. Some outreach ideas. This one's Skilled Labor Month. We're going to honor those who work with their hands, the hard workers around us. In October, we also have Bring Your Bible to Work Day on that Thursday or to school, Pastor Appreciation Day. So it just gives you an overview of the year in a very concise and concise way. So I want to also encourage you about discipleship of your community. We have things for those who are elected to be discipled. And so I think it's an 8-week course or 10-week course that they can go through. This one happens to be on forgiveness. And so you can check that out as you go. So I hope this encourages you. I pray that you'll intercede for your congregation as they go out into the world and their salt and light, that you'll equip them with the whole truth of God's word. And that they would be empowered to know how to respond to the cultural issues of the day. So let me pray, and then we will conclude this time together. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the pastors in Washington State. Lord, I pray that you will go before them, that you would surround them. God, give them wisdom of how to speak into the culture and teach and train their disciples and those who are following how to interact in the public square. God, we do intercede for them, that you would be with them each and every step of the way. God, we do ask that your spirit would give them confidence and boldness to take a stand. We do ask that you would give them eyes to see and ears to hear the need around them, that they may be filled with compassion. So we pray for the pastors, if they're discouraged or down, heartened today, that you would just go before them, that you would encourage them as they prepare and get their sermons ready, help them to think about issues that their congregation may be facing and to apply the word of God in their daily lives. So Lord, I thank you for these pastors in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.